started. And then if you want to sit down at some point, then
no,
you
No, if you want to sit down, your head's cut off.
Yeah, no, I'm going to stay standing.
Yeah, we'll change the camera.
We'll change the camera.
All right.
Oh. Welcome to the Sissy Boys podcast.
Sit down.
Hi, down here is me, Matt LeGrand.
What do you want from this?
Who are you?
I'm Cooper Leiden.
Thank you, Cooper. I'm Dan Donahue.
Oh, for those who can't...
Sit down!
For those who are only listening, Dan is standing up, and he's probably 4 feet higher, 5 feet
I feel
higher.
Great.
This is
Cooper
like a kid at a restaurant in the booth, where it's like, honey, just eat the chicken tenders.
Oh, you mean like when I was at my most happy? When I was the happiest and most self-actualized.
Were you a stand in the booth and stare at other parties kind of kid?
No. I would ask the waitresses weird questions, though.
Hey, like is what? Your left nipple I hate bigger that than here, right?
I hate that we're actually starting to talk, but fine. Yeah. Okay.
We're doing this the whole episode.
What did you? What would you ask the...
I would ask them if they were happy.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I swear to God.
How old?
Young, like 5 or 6.
Stop.
I swear to God, I would be like, are you happy? Like, do you like your job? Are you happy? And my parents would be like, don't ask them that question. They're like, the answer is no, don't ask.
What would they
question.
Say? Would they just be like, ha? Ah.
Yeah, no, they'd be like, yeah.
It's a kid, like, wise beyond their years. That's like a child in a movie where it's like they see through the bullshit.
I mean,
like,
it's an incredibly rude question to ask.
Well, it's also funny because you're 5, but then the person you're talking to could easily just be like 17.
Oh, yeah, of
and
course.
They're,
yeah.
Just like, oh, man, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that probably hurt. No, I mean, they definitely were. I was at, like, Friendly's, which is... Have you ever been to a Friendly's?
For some reason, I imagined you being at Friendly's.
That's funny.
It is.
Are there Friendly's in California?
No.
I think it's an East Coast thing.
I don't think so. This is like a family, like a Chili's situation.
It's weird. Kind of, yeah. You can get chicken tenders there and
it
stuff.
It is like a Chili's, I guess, but it's known for their ice cream. It's right. A very, like, it's where you go for your 10th birthday party.
Yeah, and I did.
I think my sister did.
I had a lot of root beer there. I think Friendly's is what made me fat as a kid.
You were a fat kid?
Oh, yeah. I was never, like, incredible. No. Why did you high five over that?
Because we're body positive.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I was fat as a kid. It was nice.
But now you're so confident.
Well, yeah, now I'm tall.
You can't stop standing.
Yeah. I just feel good about being tall.
How tall are you?
I mean, I haven't measured myself in a while, but I would say, like, 6'2", 6'3".
No.
What do you mean?
I think you're 5'10".
I would say 7'11".
Oh, right now? I'm 7'11". Yeah, right now I am probably 7'11".
No, my ceilings are probably... Yeah, at least, right?
8 feet tall?
At least. Usually most ceilings are 10 feet, right?
No, this is not a 10-foot ceiling.
Ouch. My least favorite part about this apartment is that the ceilings are not high. I love high ceilings.
Are a little bit low.
This would be a weird place to have high ceilings.
No, it would be awesome.
Just like right off Virgil, but
actually,
super high
ceilings. My biggest complaint, in an ideal world, well, I'd have a lot of more money, but this apartment would be on the second floor. Does that make sense? So like you can see over instead of
that would be
right
cool.
On the street.
Totally.
With can high
you
ceilings.
Can you sit down?
Cooper, why do you have a problem?
It's so, my brain can't. I feel like
I was fat as a kid. I feel like can you appreciate that?
We just spent a whole episode training you on how to let go of minute issues
and
the
just first,
laugh about them.
You know what? The first episode was how to let go, and this episode is going to have to be how to let God.
This is a different kind of situation, though. This isn't like someone being rude to you. This is just you refusing to sit down.
Matt, can you look at me and appreciate that I feel self-actualized?
Is this what you need?
Dan is 5'10", but he identifies as 7'11".
Mm-hmm. I'm 7'11". Like my favorite restaurant.
Yeah, really good taquitos.
It's true.
It's true. Cooper, what's your favorite movie? Dan's is The Wrestler and mine's Black Swan.
I really like Harold and Maude. I really love Elaine May movies, but I think my favorite movie of all time is probably The Blues Brothers, if I'm being completely honest.
John Belushi.
Oh, yeah, that's a great
because
movie.
Because it's like it's a movie that they had such success from the sketches on the show that they were given so much fucking money to make a comedy movie. So they destroyed like over like 150 cop cars, and they were able to rent out like the busiest center, like the epicenter of Chicago.
Yeah.
Just to have, like, have you seen the last scene where, like, the cops, the National Guard.
I have not seen the movie in 20 years.
Yeah, it's such a good, like, At the end, they have like literally maybe even close to like 700 extras.
Yeah.
Just so they can like rush into a building.
For almost no reason. For a bit that exists only because it's funny that there's that much money spent on it, essentially.
It's like the
that's funny.
Yeah. Like the, like
I
realizing.
I definitely didn't appreciate that as a kid.
Yeah. Realizing how much like a crash can be funny. Like one of the funniest scenes ever is they're being, the Boos Brothers are being chased by a band whose gig they stole because they pretended to be that band. They're being chased down the road by that band, and then they pass a billboard, and hiding behind that billboard is a cop. And they're like, and the cops had chased the Blues Brothers before, so they're like, that's those fuckers. I'm going to get those fuckers. Mm. And then they peel out from behind the billboard, and right as they do that, this RV that the band chasing them is driving just fucking smashes into them, like, hard as fuck, because they're like, we're going to go get them. And then it's just immediately, like, a horrible accident.
Yeah.
Also, just the fact that, like, there's not a lot of movies now that are, like, serious and in the real world, but also, like, the characters can't die. Like, they get blown up.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like, they're...
that is very fun.
They're in, like, a photo booth. They're in a photo booth, and then John Belushi's, like, ex-fiance is trying to kill them, so she, like, shoots a, like, a rocket. Like, she shoots a bazooka at them, and then the phone booth flies 60 feet into the air and then crashes down, and then they just get up.
Can you imagine how much fun, like, back in that time, how much fun it must have been to just be in a movie?
Dude... And, like, filming the scene where they're finally doing the big show that's a packed auditorium.
Yeah.
Also, that's hilarious because it's, like, the entire thing is them promoting this huge show. And then they're, like, an hour late to it. And they go up, perform two songs, and then promptly leave.
Yeah, they have Cab Calloway in that movie. You know that guy?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
It's one of the best musicals ever because the music is great. Fucking John Lee Hooker is in it.
Yeah, John Lee
and
Hooker.
And then the entire band members. I wish I could remember.
Was it an SNL sketch?
Yeah, that's how it started. Like, Matt Guitar Murphy's in it. He's a fucking great player. And, like, so many extremely famous people are in it. There's that one cameo by the beautiful woman at the gas
station. Renee Zellweger.
No, she was in it.
No, she's not. There's no way Renee Zellweger.
Fucking James Brown
Angelina
is in
Jolie.
It. Like,
shut up.
Angelina Jolie is not in the
it's
Blues
so
Brothers.
Random that you mentioned the Blues Brothers.
The third Blues Brother.
Because I have blue balls. No, I'm just kidding. Because
oh, you're horny right now? Dan.
I haven't come in like 5 or 6 days. But
what?
I wasn't going to talk about that.
We have to talk about that.
Yeah,
you haven't
come like twice
days?
A day. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were really meandering around that Blues Brothers thing, but now we got our teeth into something.
we
were really not doing well with that Blues Brothers thing, but now you haven't come in 6 days?
Yeah, I've been doing this thing where I am not coming.
Does it feel good?
I'm not jerking off or having sex.
People talk about how they have,
more
that's
not
energy.
His question. Does it feel good to not be coming?
Did I tell you that, like...
You're not answering the question.
Does it... I guess I'm... I don't know. I guess I just haven't been feeling as...
Horny?
As horny, and also, like, I'd rather wait till, like, I have, like, a fun partner to have to come with.
And is this also a load thing?
That's the thing. I told you about how I didn't come for a week the last time, right?
Sure.
So I'm probably going to have sex with that same person tonight, and it's been like a long time.
Sure.
So it's, I hate that I'm talking about this.
Why?
I don't know. It seems weird that I'm like...
You talk about sex a lot, openly.
Okay, but yeah, I'm probably going to shoot a fat load.
Where are you going to shoot it?
Hey, stop asking so many questions.
It's the big debate where it's like...
No. You can stand, but you cannot kick me
what
in
do
the
you mean?
Ribs.
No, that's like my way of putting my hand on your shoulder.
No... I don't want. I have sunburn.
The kicking was a little disrespectful.
What do you mean?
Yeah, don't disrespect
Wait,
me.
Can I try it again?
Dan no, you can't
tall
do it again.
Right now, and he kicked Cooper.
I didn't kick
but
him.
But it was
that
his
hard
way of nudging, like with his.
Yeah,
hand.
It's my way of being like, hey, buddy.
Well, that's it's,
why is that a crazy question?
Well,
where
Cooper,
is he
you
come?
Have short privilege right now because
yeah,
Dan doesn't know what it's like to be down there.
Damn, that
so,
is
like,
so
you
true.
You just have to. You're being ableist by not letting him kick you.
I just, that's a lot of cum to hold.
The
in.
Reason I brought up John Belushi is, or Blues Brothers is because.
Well, Cooper brought it up, but go on.
When we, the reason I say it's random that you're talking about that is because I was literally looking up that movie last night, but because I remember that one of my first like sexual awakening, like where I was like, damn, this is crazy hot. I don't know what to do with this energy, was reading this book in Barnes & Noble called According to Jim. and it was Jim Belushi's autobiography.
Yeah.
Wow.
And in that book, he talks about being on set with this really hot actress, and they were having sex 9 or 10 times a day.
Whoa.
And I found him to be incredibly sexy.
Jim Belushi.
And then I just went on
a
deep
now.
Dive of Jim Belushi. Yeah, I know. Yeah. He moved to Wyoming, I think, is just like growing weed.
Wait, he
and
died. What are you talking about?
John Belushi died. Jim Belushi is his younger brother.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
And Jim is alive. He goes skinny dipping in rivers. He's growing weed.
Nice.
And but John Belushi, I just went on a deep dive. I weirdly hadn't made the connection that Jim Belushi was John Belushi's younger brother.
So funny.
Interesting.
So funny.
Jim's a lot better looking. And also, did you know that they're Albanian?
No. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
I thought they were Italian.
No.
Belushi.
Doesn't, you know, like they look like they could totally be Italian.
They could be Italian. Yeah.
Also, Jim is uncut.
Did he mention that?
No. I was Googling pictures.
Oh, are there pictures
of
him?
There was a real one of him. There were obviously the fake ones where it's.
I love those.
It's like a porn, and it's like his face photoshopped, and then his wife from According to Jim photoshopped onto the girl.
I love
and
that.
And then there was one where it's like his, you know, his like funny best friend in According to Jim.
Yeah.
Who is beating off to that?
Matt.
I'm raising my
you,
hand.
To deepfakes? Or both, I guess those are pretty shallow.
I used
fake.
To have a crush on Andy Cohen until I learned he's only into like 17-year-olds. But I would look up porn of him, and it would just be like his face photoshopped onto these hot guys, and he would have like a massive cock.
I think that's some of the funniest shit when they do it that with like so when they do that with like Anne Hathaway.
Yeah,
and then it's just like a woman with like the largest tits
shit.
In the world.
Dan's coming down.
Is this a transition?
Well, I thought I'd just try this out now.
It's nice to get a little workout.
I really just love a butt on the seat, Dan.
Why can't you let me feel...
If you could... But this is progress.
Good.
Yeah, this is progress. It's baby steps.
Ultimate man spreading.
No one to the side of me.
Also, I do want to say, anytime I've done something that doesn't translate to audio, I feel like I get dragged through the mud for it. This does not translate to audio.
Well, people know I'm standing and sitting.
Okay. All right. You're right. Just mentioning that justifies
it. You could be... Matt could be a little... I think if Matt was standing, it might be a different...
I'll sit down.
No, you don't have to.
Well, now I don't like how you're sitting down. I feel like you're not sitting down for you. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Do you feel... Does this feel good? Do you feel like you still have a certain amount of independence?
It doesn't feel as good.
You look like you're posing a cute like Gap commercial.
Yeah.
You're posing for Hollywood Forever, my friend's company.
Hollywood Forever.
Cooper, why don't you believe in God?
I went to a Christian school from like preschool to fifth grade, and I don't know if this was the moment, but I feel like it had to be at least a huge turning point. I was in, I think, fifth grade by that time, or third or fifth, and me and my friend David... Definitely not fourth. Me and my friend David were outside... like playing with stuff.
Wait.
Sorry, there's like a...
Is that like the Lotte man?
The Lotte guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the same guy that comes to me.
I hope so.
But we were outside and we were talking about prophets and stuff because we were learning about like people being like, oh, I talked to God. And then I was like, what if those guys were just schizophrenic? And
right.
I was like, wouldn't that make sense? And then we like... he was like, I don't know. And I was like, I guess we can ask the teacher. So then like we were like, Miss Havel, and she came over.
She would not like that.
And she wrote her college thesis about me. She likes me because I was an angry child. She literally wrote a college thesis.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, because she was...
Did you read it?
No, but she just told me that. I was young when she told me, so I don't think she was like, here's a thesis. You know what I mean?
And she showed you a video of her uncle dying in a car crash?
She did, actually. But yeah, then she came over and I was like, what if they're all schizophrenic? And then she was like, well, you know, that's why we have faith. And like, there's a lot of discussions
really
you can have.
Because
we talked about this in another podcast where it's like, it's somewhat stupid to debate something that's not based in science with science. You know what I mean? Like, you're kind of on false pretense. But like, yeah, once she said you got to have faith, I was kind of like, oh, I can't. I was like, that doesn't work for me. So I think going to Christian school kind of somewhat drove me away from Christianity because it's a place where you can ask questions, but not always a place where you can get answers.
But here's the real answer to that, which I think is interesting, is like throughout spiritual communities in the world, people with schizophrenia have often been treated as like shamans.
Yeah.
Or so one could make the argument, and I think the real argument to make if you were like a Christian person is to be like, well, maybe people with schizophrenia have a closer communion with God, or have like a more, a different or more direct communion with God.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That would be, I mean, it would be an interesting argument. I don't.
Did you take apologetics in your school?
No, it was, this was more of a like, I don't want to say mega church Christian, but it was like more like non-denominational.
So I went
kind
to
of, like, it wasn't like you where it's like we are warriors for Christ. Just,
so I went to like a primarily evangelical like preschool through 12th grade international Christian school, but I took an apologetics course there, and we would have to. It's so silly. It is the silliest thing. But apologetics is what it's like the what are you looking at? Okay. Apologetics is like the, it's learning how to defend your faith in a like a logical way. So it's like you're developing arguments as if you're being held up in a court of law. It's like the art of that. So there will be guys who will be like the argument around it is so silly. It's like, of course we can prove that the Bible is definitely true because it was written over 5,000 years by 72 different authors, over 15 different countries, and it still holds up today.
It's like when you're
where it's just like the
5'10, 185 pounds fighting out of Delphi.
But
give it up.
The arguments, it's like Jesus. Even as a kid when I was hearing those, I would be like, you're naming facts, but like that doesn't make this true,
right?
And they would always be like, well, no one called it out at the time, and it's lasted for thousands of years. I'm like, because people who called it out were killed.
Yeah, you guys had the Crusades and everything.
Or people just didn't give a shit. And actually, people, like, to Christian's admission, it was questioned because there's always been like people that they've considered heretics and stuff, right? Who are like,
I mean,
Christianity isn't real.
Christians get so mad now because they're aware of the argument of like the Council of Nicaea. Are you familiar with this? That's like where they decided like which books would be in the official Bible.
Right. Yeah.
So it's literally a group of all men being like, we're going to leave out the Gospel of Judas. We're going to leave out the Gospel of Thomas because we don't like what those say, and we'll just have these books.
Are there any records of those? I mean,
yes,
I guess there'd
have
to be to
here.
Know they exist. Oh, so are there full books you can read them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Are they even preserved like that?
And they're like, the Gospel of Thomas does not claim that Jesus was God.
Right.
It was very much this idea that all of us are God, if you will. Like, God is in all of us.
Yeah.
Right, and then there's the book of...
Zelda the Cat just jumped on the table, and it's very adorable.
There's a book of Jerry Garcia where it's like everything really comes down to just how slick your riffs are.
Yeah, the book of Sugar Magnolia.
The book of Sugar Magnolia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The book of Jackie Brown.
Yeah, I think it's funny because with Christianity, it's like it all comes down. It's like you can have arguments about it for like hundreds of years. But at the end of the day, it's like, well, it's just it's a leap of faith where it's like you can have all that information. But then there's just this little leap. And it's like that's I think we all kind of make that decision.
I've talked to Christians who say I thought it was very profound. A kid my senior year, we were all like very firm believers. But he said something and it rubbed me the wrong way because I was like a diehard Christian at the time. But he said Christianity is a myth and it's a myth that I choose to believe.
Yeah.
And to this day, I respect that kid because I'm like, oh, you're acknowledging that like this may not be correct. This is a myth, but he's acknowledged, you know, instead of being like, this is definitely true. And if you don't believe it, then you are stupid.
No, it's that's like, what Joseph Campbell says. Like that was his big thing. He had this book, like The Hero with a Thousand Faces and The Power of Myth and stuff. But it was all about like, he's deeply religious, but he believes in like archetypal stories and how archetypal stories can really like benefit people. And if you look at them as archetypal stories and not directly as like, you know, this is definitely a real thing. In fact, I heard a case claim that that's how people saw gods in like Greek mythology.
That makes
sense. Think like you could go to the top of Mount Olympus and see gods and stuff.
And
like
that, yeah, and that makes more sense because they had specific gods of like
or
a
that
war,
like there like wasn't like tangible. An actual god of harvest that you're praying to, but it's sort of an idea of like, oh, I want to wish that this harvest goes
yeah, and
well.
The idea that I do think like things like wishing and non-denominational even prayer are good, and I don't like follow a religious system, but I often pray and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Oh,
nothing
I think
wrong
that's
with that.
Like
do you pray, Cooper?
Because
I'm worried about you.
Not, I will sometimes talk to people who have recently died. not, and it's not really with the thought of like them listening, but it's sort of like you miss them, so you want to speak to them, and then also you just sort of like have a thought in your head of like, oh, I wonder if like in some way I'm like putting out this energy, and
yeah,
and maybe that's like, you know, their
new closure.
Yeah, you know, like I remember like when our friend Richard killed himself, like the couple nights after that, I would kind of like speak to him because I did have a certain amount of guilt because he like texted me the week before he died and he was like, hey man, I like just want to say I think you're really funny. And then like I was like, oh wow, I don't know if you're like joking, but thank you so much. Instead of just accepting the compliment.
Well,
so
then after, you did accept the compliment.
Yeah, but I almost felt like it was like being like, you're usually sarcastic, you know, but.
But that is true. Like, you don't have to feel bad about that because if Matt texted me that, I would be like, oh, are you being sarcastic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wasn't all that close with him, but then he's a guy that I like became close, like very, like kind of to the end. But yeah, anyway, I will like, you know, I sometimes like to speak to people, but it's like, it's kind of like we're talking about. It's like the act of prayer is a nice thing. And
no,
it's like,
not the soundboard, Zelda.
Sorry, the cat is trying to DJ.
No, it's fine. She's really good at it. But it's almost like saintness. If you like not like devil worshipers, but like saintism, they consider themselves atheists who look at the devil as a example of the fact that you are God. And that you have the power. So I think like you can take that in Christianity. Yeah, where you're like, you're not thinking that God is judging you, but you're thinking like, oh, there are just, you know, somewhat, you know, you can't really say objective, but somewhat almost objectively good things in the Bible that Jesus said of like, just treat other people how you want to be treated. So it's like, you can just take the good without thinking like, if I don't, I will burn. Because there's not, you know, it's not, I don't think it, you're kind of in bad faith if you're doing things for
treat others how you want to be treated. I don't know if I would want you to follow that rule.
But
because I feel like you don't want to be treated well.
Interesting.
In my heart of hearts, I do.
Okay, that's true. In your heart of hearts.
I think it was really good in the Bible when Jesus gave the 10 crack commandments.
The
he 10 did.
Crack commandments?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the king of New York.
When we sell crack, you don't tell anyone we sell crack.
Matt's 10 crack commandments.
What are the 10 crack commandments? One is have fun.
Yeah, one is have fun. Two, everybody gets a trophy.
Three, Tuesday night is ladies' night at Applebee's.
Tuesday night is ladies' night.
Tuesday night is ladies' night at the house where we make crack. Free crack. For all the gals.
Four, RuPaul is allowed to frack.
Yeah, who said RuPaul isn't?
Dude, I love our hip hop podcast.
Five, Young Thug Innocent.
Oh my god, I'm so I was at the Comedy Store when I heard that and I almost didn't go up.
Shut up. There's no way you would like actually sabotage.
I was upset. I was really upset.
No, it's really upsetting. It's really upsetting. Young Thug and Gunna are in jail on fucking RICO charges.
Are you upset? Sorry, Young Thug. Yeah, RICO charges, which Dan explained to me.
There's a really great thing in straight culture, which is explaining RICO charges. I think my friend Will Sennett told me that, where he's like, when you feel the most self-actualized as a straight man is when you're describing to people what RICO charges are.
Yeah, because when you first hear it, you're watching a show, and he's like, they got a fucking RICO.
They got a RICO charge, and you're like, I want to know what that, because they made it sound, here's the thing about RICO is they were really smart with that, because it's the word for rich, correct? Like I think RICO is yeah, RICO means rich, and it's also a cool word in general.
I thought it was like an acronym or something.
How do you spell
yeah
that?
It is an acronym. RICO, I believe.
Oh, RICO.
RICO Nasty.
Or it could be RECO.
Is that,
I'm not sure.
I'm sure that's where it stems from.
Lewis, what is it RICO or RECO? But basically,
really?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Lewis, but it's basically like a law that says if you're a part of like a criminal organization or an organization which commits a crime, you as part of that organization are also implied within the crimes that the organization commits. So if I'm in like a group of people and we're all doing crime, if one of my friends robs a bank and they catch them, I can be charged with that bank robbery as part of the organization.
Yeah, that's their way of tearing down organized crime and cartels' ability to like separate blame. Where it's like, well, the boss, you can never get him in trouble because he never killed anybody. But it's like, but those people never would have died if he didn't.
I was
crime.
Telling.
But then it's like, don't put Gunna in prison. Like Gunna's not.
Stop putting Gunna.
He's not
in
a fucking
prison.
Warlord.
His
like
name
what
is literally Gunna. You should be in prison.
What fucking side are you on?
His gun in his
name. Oh, he has a really fun real name.
Gunna.
No, it's like Sergio Laundry or something like that.
What were you going to say? Was there a better definition of RICO?
No, you got it, but it just RICO stands for Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Sergio Giovanni Kitchens.
His last name is Kitchens?
Kitchens.
Sergio Kitch. That's a good name.
That's a good name.
Also, I think RICO charges are partly also it helps like making people snitch.
Because
you offer deals to everybody.
What it really does. Well, it's not even that. It's just that if you can get other people in the organization applied, the chances of one of them
flipping is
much higher. Yeah.
I guess larger picture of why RICO charges or that law is quite fucked up is that the police force is like the largest.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah.
Criminal organization.
And there's literal criminal organizations within police forces
and in corporate America where it's like you made like a dumb rule so that us like sort of obvious criminals, blue collar criminals are going to get locked up while you assholes.
Not even necessarily blue collar, but it is. Yeah, but no, you are right. Not, but I don't think it's blue collar criminal because I know white collar criminal, but I don't know if people use the term blue collar criminal.
I was questioning myself as I said it, but I was saying these people aren't in corporate offices. It's like all behind doors. It's like you're hustlers. You're selling drugs. Like it's not like a professional, you know, Wall Street. That's like a on paper job.
Oh, of
course. You're committing crime. So it's a white collar crime.
Famously, only one person got arrested during the 2008 financial crisis. Only like one guy did jail time.
Renee Zellweger.
You know,
Renee Zellweger. Because they were like, all right, someone's got to go down for this. They got to be someone everyone knows. Yeah. So they'll shut up about it.
Yeah.
So they'll shut up about the whole bundling fucking
that is insane that only one person
went to jail.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm mad. Now you gotta let Young Thug go.
It's so funny.
Just keep Gunna in there.
Like the people
not Sergio.
Sergio Kitch.
Giovanni Kitch.
I was going to say, sorry, last thing is that Dan and I think that it's probably wise if you are not a part of the podcast because if you kill someone, we could be indicted.
Yeah, RICO is also enacted on groups of podcasters.
Yeah.
And we don't make any money yet.
Yeah, but
we're associated with you, and if you kill someone...
Right. They might take down all the sissy boys.
No, yeah. We could beat this case.
What if you want to see Zelda, my cat, behind bars?
We could beat this case.
how cute.
She would actually look so cute in a little prison uniform.
I just want to say, it is funny.
Her
like
bag
the,
of like things that like she has to leave behind.
A little
like,
hat. A little hat.
It's funny like the people who have been woke the whole time. Like I remember like 6 years ago, like before like any like people are saying like ACAB or anything, or white people I'm talking about. Like ACAB.
Right.
I met this dude named Scotty who was like a white dude from like a poorish family, and they were like part of an illegal biker gang. And I remember like we were smoking weed, and then Scotty was like, the LAPD is a gang.
Right.
And he was like, they're the biggest fucking gang in LA. They're a gang. And I was like, oh, like they're lucky gang? He's like, nah, they're a gang.
Right.
And I remember at the time I was like, oh, like I kind of agree with you, but just 5 years later, I was like, dude, Scotty.
No,
was like,
it really
like
whole,
Scotty was so right.
The whole ACAB thing really did show people that crust punks were a little ahead of their time on certain political opinions.
Yeah,
certain political opinions.
Richard, our friend who killed himself, it's interesting. He died a few days before. I think he died on the same day that George Floyd died.
Yeah.
And then it was a few days later where the riots started happening in LA.
Yeah.
So, Richard, he hated the cops. And like we had just been at the beach a few days before that. And
Jesus.
Shit. I forgot that you don't like that.
It's just a bad look.
I literally
look.
Was, sorry.
I was okay. looking at your
I
hand.
I keep grabbing
I
my
like,
cap by the place where the mom grabs it and people think it's abuse.
I know it's fine, but aesthetically.
Didn't even think about it. He was going to interfere with the soundboard. Anyways, we don't have to cut it.
It was like your hand on a trigger. I was literally whispering, don't do it.
I thought he was saying, don't talk about Richard and the cops.
No. I just saw your grip.
I just saw Dan sort of die in real time.
We'll keep it in.
The story sucks now, but basically we were in a situation where there could have been cops involved and we were like, it's fine. We'll be fine. And Richard was like, no, I fucking hate the police, and was like going on this huge rant about it. And I was like, Jesus, why does this guy hate the police? Mm-hmm. Cut to a week later, we're all riding, and I'm like, wait, I hate the police too.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like, it was a huge, like, you know, blowing the can off of like, oh, people of color have like known this forever. And right. then me as like a dumb white idiot who's never really been in serious trouble has been like, oh, okay. This is why everyone has always hated the police.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm not racist.
And that's why Matt is absolved.
Hi, George. My cat just pumped up, and I'm not going to pick him up by that area.
I think it's fine to pick it up. I really do, but whenever I see
know
him...
Well, I just don't know why you don't pick it up with both hands.
By both hands by the neck?
So you won't leave.
Is that
leave
the only
neck?
Way you know
no,
how to
it's
move
just
a cat?
Like that part, they can't feel it, so they're fine to be picked up.
I
that
think
way.
That's true yeah. when they're kittens. I don't know if that carries over into adulthood. What I'm saying is, I don't know.
Okay, do you want to Google it?
And Lewis? I don't think you're guaranteeing me right now.
But like George, I do it to him. I'll literally pick him up like that and put him on my lap, and he'll just sit on my lap. If it was painful, he would have been like, "What the fuck?" and like run. You know what I mean? Like I do it all the time.
He is a scaredy cat.
We're Googling cat. Right now if when you pick up the cat by the skin behind the neck, is it okay?
Unnecessary and potentially painful.
Okay, how dated was that article?
2012.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago. It's getting right. better now.
That's bad news.
All right, well, I'm never doing it again.
It's not what I
but
wanted
George,
to hear.
But George, objectively, you know, every cat's different. And... how many cats do they ask for that study?
That is the funniest answer of, well, every cat's different. Right. It's like, yeah, well, I guess.
This is also one of those things where I know that pet owners are very touchy when it comes to...
really bad.
Yeah. When it comes to talking about their animal. I recently made a friend cry by telling them that I hated their dog.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm guessing in your defense, their dog is a huge piece of shit.
Well, in my defense, the dog, I didn't like the way the dog was acting towards my friend. And that's what funny. Incited me to say that.
Dog has a gun to your friend's head and is like fucking.
My dog's like, yeah, calling my friend a bitch or whatever. But yeah.
Like, this is out
so
of hand.
Their dog like fucks him up?
No. Nothing like that. It's just like, it's like a mood thing, and there's been, like, I won't get into it or whatever, but, yeah, and what? I just said in a moment of just, like, not filtering myself, I was just like, I hate that dog.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they cry, which I understand because it is a deep emotional connection that you have to that animal. And it's like you're spending every day with that animal. You're waking up and the animal's there. And
yeah,
I was definitely not being tactful, and it was not a good...
you're having sex with the animal.
I was having sex behind closed doors.
The animal makes you meals.
I think it's kind of funny to hate your friend's animal.
Yeah, I think so. No, I think so too, but... It's funny on our end, but when it's your animal, it's like that's part of their family.
People
and
take
don't...
it very, very personally. Yeah.
Would it be
very
like funny though if I like just didn't like George?
No one has ever had that opinion.
No,
so I don't like to talk about.
And I love him, but if
I
just
like to stay in reality,
if I was just like ugh,
on this podcast, I'd like to stay grounded.
Okay, because that would never happen.
My cats have been known to turn cat haters into cat lovers. And that's a fact.
It's so personal.
Have
too.
Been.
See, look how personal,
so
I
personal
I got, right?
Yeah.
Someone who's so
known.
Logical just lost.
Right, so incredibly good.
I had a roommate, and I did not get along with their animal, and it would do behavior that was different when it was with me than when it was with them. It would act like a piece of shit when it was with them because it was
sense.
Like defensive and all this stuff. And I would bring that up and say, hey, like I live in the same space as you. This really bothers me. And every time that person would shut down. And it would literally be like such a kind person, and then they would be like, please never talk about my animal to, like, as if I had like called their kid like a disgrace to humanity.
No, my friend had said like this is coming out as sadness, but I think it could have just as easily come out as anger because of like what you just said about my dog. But it's also one of those things where I think people who own animals have to understand if they have an animal that is incredible, like, if we're friends before the animal comes into the picture, and I'm not saying this was the case with this dog, but I have had it with friends before, and like in Boston and stuff, where I would go over to their house and their dog would like bark like crazy, and they'd be like, oh yeah, you have to wait outside for a second while I put the dog in this room. And it's like, okay, but you have to also appreciate the fact that in my head I'm like, oh, that dog that you love is trying to kill me or would love to kill me, and that's why you're putting it in a separate room. Oh,
sometimes the babies aggressive. Get so excited though.
Yeah, it's
that
true.
Was the problem with my dog Bella. She was a lab, and she would just, they were like, once she gets over a year, she'll calm down. And it was like, once she gets spayed, she'll calm down. And never she just did. Never calmed down. But she would like never, she was never aggressive with anyone. But when people came in, she would like, ah! And then right. she'd freak out. She would like jump on him. And she was a big dog that didn't know her size.
I'm
but
fine
we
with
were
that.
Honest about it, where we were like, we'll just put her in the other room.
But if it's biting and shit, yeah. that's where I'm like, well, this animal actually has a problem.
It's, yeah, if very, you're the, it's very frustrating if the person in their repertoire of, they're capable of training their dog to behave the correct way,
maybe,
or a socially acceptable way, and they refuse to do that.
But
that's,
I think,
really annoying.
Yeah, yeah. If that is the case,
do you refuse
not
to like dogs enjoy being owned, like they're subs by nature, like they like being told what to do, they like having a job, like telling them to sit and then like get a treat instead of just giving them a treat, like that's fun for them because they're like, oh,
I think that's what you're like. I like dogs who are either like that or just neutral. But when a dog acts like directly against that, I get it. Just, and it's not something where I'm like, fuck this dog or whatever, but it is a part of my head where I'm like, well, I'm not going to be I don't have to like this animal. It's not mine.
Yeah. You don't even have a job.
But also that dog is acting out because it's frustrated with its owner for not taking.
But don't you think, but it's a rescue too, so it could also be ingrained like bad shit from the past.
Yeah, it was like raped and stuff.
Hurt people hurt people.
It hurt dogs hurt people.
Hurt dogs hurt people, yeah.
Word. That's so true.
But,
that is true. Have you seen that fucking video of, like this one woman is, like, walking a pit bull, and then they run into a small dog, and the pit bull immediately starts trying to kill the small dog.
Right.
And so the person, like, picks up their dog, but then, like, the woman with the pit bull can't control her own dog.
Oh,
so she's
no,
over,
no, no,
and she's
no.
also not trying. No, it doesn't end bad. The dog doesn't get killed. Don't worry. But like she's also not doing, like she's doing that thing that some terrible dog owners do where it's like really what she should have done is like almost like tackled her dog or like immediately grabbed his neck and tried to pull him. But she's just sort of like, stop.
Right.
Stop.
Right.
And it's
right.
like that dog was so close to being.
No,
mauled.
You know what's extra fucked up about that I've been thinking lately is like if you own a pit bull, it's unfortunate that you're put in this situation. But it's like I don't think pit bulls are necessarily like aggressive by nature. I think recently there was like an article that I only skimmed over that said dogs don't really like people will put all this personality type onto breeds.
They get a bad rap.
Which doesn't necessarily translate as much as people thought it did. And especially pit bulls. Like, pit bulls specifically get a really bad rap that they don't deserve.
They're literally known for being good with babies.
But the thing is, and the issue is, if you're a pit bull owner and you're doing a bad job, people are going to see that pit bull and it's going to reinforce their idea that pit bulls suck. So it sucks that pit bull owners are put under that level of pressure. But it does also make sense if you are a pit bull owner to be maybe a little bit extra cautious, not just for your dog, but because like exclusion of pit bulls from certain properties and like apartment buildings and stuff, because some apartment buildings, I don't know if you can still do it, but they at least used to ban pit bulls. And it was a race thing because black people predominantly owned pit bulls.
Yeah.
So
they're like, you can't have a pit bull or
baggy
pants.
Yeah, isn't that fucked up? So they would use that as a reason to be like, well, you can't live here, not because of you, but because of your pit bull.
That's a huge part of it. And Rottweilers are aggressive. That's a German dog.
But if you, yeah,
owned
exactly.
by white people, usually.
But if you have a pit bull and it's like poorly treated, people are going to use that and then associate pit bulls with violence, and then that cycle just continues. Yeah, it
sucks.
And
then it's like you can get your dog killed for no reason.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you would have trained your dog, it wouldn't have done that thing that then, you know, animal whatever had to be like, well, this dog has to die now.
Right.
And it's like, you just, I don't know. It's fucking ridiculous. It's like, it's also just crazy because it's like, if you have a dog that, like, my dog Bella was like she would kind of like drag us, but she wasn't like you could pull her back and like she was never aggressive. So it wasn't, but if you have a dog that like could become super aggressive with another dog and it's stronger than you, it's like you got to train it or you can't walk it. And you
don't
can't
walk
not
it.
Walk it because it's a big dog. Yeah. It needs to be walked. But it's like you're literally just walking out with like, here's a weapon I can't control. And you're like, hope he doesn't try and kill something.
Did I tell you that one time how I, because I was stupid around this dog, got my girlfriend like pulled by the leash and she like fell down and really hurt herself.
Yeah, I remember. What happened?
So there was this basket. So she had this like pretty big dog, especially for her. She was tiny and she had this pretty big dog. And we were just going for a walk. And I just started like dribbling this basketball and she was like, oh, I don't think you should do that. And I kept dribbling and I was like, oh, it's because the dog tried to get the basketball. And I was like, I did dribble it a little bit longer than when she said, I think you should stop. Because I was like, oh, look, the dog's having fun with the ball, right? And then we were done and I was like, oh, see that? I literally said this. I go, oh, see, the dog was fine. And then I threw the basketball.
Oh, no.
You threw it.
I threw the basketball to the side and the dog like lifted her.
Yeah.
Off the ground.
Yeah.
And it was really bad.
Did she get fucked up? Like scraped knees?
Scraped knees, scraped elbows.
She's not alive.
No, she is.
She died?
She's living a good life.
She fell into a pit?
And I mean, obviously, I felt so horrible. And I was like, I'm so sorry. This is like directly because I didn't listen to you and you got fucked up. And it's like my fault. And people at the dog park were looking and stuff. It sucked.
Was this recent?
No, this was like years ago.
And being judged by dog owners.
Yeah, being judged by dog owners. You hate that. Fucking Studio City dog owners.
Do people ever bring cats to dog parks? That just seems so dumb, but I just feel like a person would.
Someone in LA would do that.
Right?
Yeah.
And people just
being like, oh no, my cat's like a dog, and the cat's getting fucked up.
Yeah, it just dies.
Funny enough.
Oh, okay. I guess it's not like a dog.
Last night, like I got home from like a coworker event or whatever, and my neighbor just got a dog named Luna. It's really cute. It's like a small puppy. But she has a black cat as well, which she also just adopted, and they play nonstop together.
Yeah.
And the dog will like chase the cat, and the cat loves it. And she'll like, it was, I've never seen anything like that compatible where the cat was literally on par with the dog of playing, like chasing, like the cat was acting like a dog.
Yeah.
Twist to the story is that on like
the cat joined a gang.
Yeah.
Rico.
The cat is the one who spray painted LML on my walls. The twist of the story is that there's an app in my neighborhood where we all like post, like someone will be like, hey, I'm getting rid of this, you know, or like recently there's been this woman who was like, hey, I don't know where my black cat is. I haven't seen anywhere. I'm pretty sure my next door neighbor's new cat that they got a few days ago is this other person's missing cat.
That happens all the time. There's always this, especially in cities, like rescuing animals has become such a big thing that a lot of the times they'll be like neighborhood animals or like outdoor cats, and people will take them and rescue them and like bring them inside
because she said it's not tagged and like
that happens.
No collar,
yeah,
but I'm like literally it's hard to tell because it's a black cat.
Yeah,
and they look quite similar, but it's a slimmer build, just like the one in the picture. I don't know.
Fucking
I'm trying to rock the boat.
I had a cat when I was younger, and it came back with a collar one day, and then eventually it just didn't come back. But my aunt, there's this really cute. Sorry,
are you gonna go back to that, or is that story done?
I was just saying the cat had another family, and then it didn't come back, and I think it just either died or
you
lived
owned
with that
a
family.
Cat. And then it came back to you one day and had a collar, meaning someone else took it in and gave it a collar.
It was an outside cat, and it would just go do its thing. And then we realized, like, oh, you just have another family.
Yeah, that's so.
It was so
I love
funny.
Cats for that.
Yeah, but my aunt, there were all these. There's like this family of black cats outside, and there's like raccoon. Like she lives near like a little creek where there's like things that would kill cats, you know. So she like brought them in and rescued them. And then she went out of town and she was like, oh, can you feed my cats? And they like lived in the garage and would all hide from me whenever I came in. And if you like were to try and pick one up, it would just maul you.
Right.
Because like, it was a completely like wild cat. And anyway, I like accidentally cracked the garage door for like 3 seconds. And then like one got out. I eventually lost like almost all the cats.
That was never.
And I felt so bad because I was like, damn, like these cats.
Were they spayed
mean,
or neutered or whatever?
I think she was in the process of, you know, doing
oh,
that.
Oh, no.
Kind of
so
all
not
of them? One went out, but then all of them went out?
Like, I lost one or two, and then there was, like, another escape, and it was, like, because it was just kind of thing where...
Yeah, this is how a guilty person describes...
No, I'm guilty. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah no, I'm yeah. guilty. But I felt so bad, but then also in my head as I was, like...
And I don't even know what
I was,
happened.
Like, I was,
did
like...
Did they come back?
No, because they didn't want to live there. They wanted to be wild. And I felt bad. She was like, oh, they're going to get killed. And I was like, you got to let them get killed.
Well, no. Well, it's sad if they didn't return, because that's what I'm wondering about this cat. Cats are very intelligent and like they know where home is.
Right.
Like George has gone for like a week. Like one time he left for a week because I used to let him go outside. Which
he went to Fire Island.
Exactly. And I didn't want to take pictures because it was COVID. And
Yeah. Well, he was vaccinated.
Hashtag he's over COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do your thing. It's fine to talk about it now. But
did he get the meow Derna? Cooper, you didn't laugh at that joke.
He got the Pfizer.
Pfizer's not close enough to whiskers. There's just
you got the Johnson and Johnson.
I guess I just kind of hate that. That's kind of the most we can do with that.
But my point was that if a cat like wants to be at your home, it'll return.
One of them did. One of them like was like, oh, I can get food here. But then there was like the boy was like, oh, I'll come here. I get food. But then the mom was like, fuck this. Like, she fucking hated it.
I often find myself in battles of wits with cats.
All right.
Often? With your girlfriend's cat?
Anyone's cats.
What do you mean, wits?
You're both so intelligent that it's kind of hard to, like...
Yeah, I feel as though sometimes I have... Where other people will sort of ignore cats' lack of social graces.
Uh-huh.
I will have moments of combat, mental combat. Where a cat will disrespect me, and then we'll have sort of a standoff, a tete-a-tete of minds.
How does that play out? What does that
mean? Like, let's say, this cat Greta.
You can't say the cat's name on the podcast.
Oh, I can't say Greta. Beep Greta.
Are you saying the girlfriend's name on the podcast?
Oh, I didn't mean to say either of them.
God,
but anyway, my girlfriend's cat Greta, which I will say the cat's name because honestly, the cat and I. The cat and I have a mutual respect as co-combatants, if you will.
Okay.
Members of opposite warring factions.
She looks at you and she's like, you won't be here for long.
Well, yeah.
She meows about how she's better.
I believe this is temporary. This arrangement of yours is temporary. No.
She's a southern woman.
But
this cat.
Like it'll do something that I take as disrespectful, like when I call it over simply to pet it. After I've fed it. After I've given it life.
Yeah.
I'll be like, hey... Maybe quid pro quo, I get to rub your tummy a little bit.
Yeah, but you know cats don't act like that.
Well, here's the thing, is I think they can, but when the cat doesn't come over, what I'll do is when it comes over to me to try to get scratched, when it wants to, I'll go, no, no, no. This is a relationship where there's back and forth.
That's how you make... Well, that's very funny because you definitely can't teach that to a cat. But that is how you make
you
cats...
You can't. Hey,
but that's...
You can't.
Okay, I'm not going to stop your grind. But that's how you make cats like you. Like, when you meet a cat, like you're supposed to, like, not pay attention to them.
Yeah,
and there's, correct. Like, a process where, like they come up to you and then you, like, reciprocate a little, but you don't smother them.
No.
And then they'll, like, come back.
Take back what you just said.
Women like it when you don't acknowledge that they
it's
exist.
Not true.
Yeah, that's why I'm really a ladies' man.
That's not why you're a
if
ladies'
I walk
man.
Into a room
you're
with
a ladies' man because you're 6'3 and you have a big dad bod.
Thank you. I like hearing that.
Are you 6'3?
I am, what am I, like 192 centimeters, which is like just under 6'3.
Dude, why are you answering in centimeters?
Some of us grew up in internationally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So all that.
Also, centimeters makes way more sense. It's a lot more precise.
Oh, centimeters make way more sense. Oh, centimeters. Sorry we don't make sense. We were too busy winning World War II. Thank you.
The Indonesians got independence from the Dutch during World War II, and the Dutch all had
you're welcome.
Rifles.
You're welcome.
And
you're welcome.
The Indonesians pride themselves because they won with sharpened bamboo sticks.
And the support of America.
And the support of
I don't know if that's
no,
true.
No, probably not.
No, it was guerrilla warfare, not. And they literally killed them with like sharpened bamboo, and these losers, like these 7'8" losers.
Dutch losers.
Why did I say in feet and inches instead of centimeters?
Ooh, interesting.
These 2.3
what?
Metered
what?
Hollanders, Dutch boys, were walking around like losers with rifles and getting killed.
You can't beat guerrilla warfare.
Well, it's been done before.
Named three
it's very,
times.
It's very hard to beat. That's why we lost Vietnam.
Outside of Boston.
What do you mean outside of Boston?
Name the three instances where guerrilla warfare has lost. You can't, not including Boston.
I mean, there's been coups throughout centuries where, like,
I'm kidding, literally, like, Hawaii. Yeah.
All the time. Like, yeah.
And pretty much everything America's that's done bad.
Sierra Leone. That
being
happened.
Like, people are like, we'll win because we're locals. And America's like, here's a fucking atomic bomb.
Right.
Except for Vietnam.
Vietnam is still going on today.
We got slaughtered over there. Did not do well. Because of guerrilla warfare.
All I know is we won World War II. You know what I mean?
Yes, the long-term mental effects that has had on a generation, we won.
We won World War II. And by that...
Oh, World War II, I was thinking about Vietnam.
And by that, I mean if you completely ignore any other country that actually did most of the work there, we won it.
Which I will.
Which we both will.
Which I
will. Which we both will.
Which I will.
Yeah.
No saving. Russians died in that war. Did you know that?
Let's not say that on the podcast.
Okay.
Why?
Then I ain't going to say it.
I believe 10 million.
Yeah. Somewhere in that range.
If it wasn't for... do you know who Ryan is?
Gosling?
Reynolds? No. Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was saved, right?
So some of my friends, they had to go save Private Ryan.
Like, those are your friends?
Yeah. One of them is the head of the largest pedophile ring in America. His name is Tom Hanks.
Whoa.
And he did not make it out
alive. Oh, so we can say that on the podcast.
I didn't say that he could say that on the podcast.
So we can say that.
He's in charge of...
I can't discredit millions of deaths.
Him and Chrissy Teigen are obsessed with...
Adrenochrome?
They're obsessed with keeping the kids alive as they drain the blood out of them because they want the fear in their blood and then drinking it to maintain their youth.
These statements are not the official statements of
the
Sissy Boys podcast.
Tom Hanks, he had so much adrenochrome, so he was like, I can save Private Ryan. And then when he went there, Vin Diesel died, and so did Tom Hanks.
Because he didn't have enough.
Is Vin Diesel in Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah.
What do you mean in? He was helping save Private Ryan.
He was one of the brave men who helped save Private Ryan.
Vin Diesel did help save, but he died first.
As depicted in a beautiful documentary.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've just been really busy making blues.
Yeah, there was
that
documentary.
Yeah.
Called Saving
Private Ryan. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that doc about the two brothers and they make blues?
Whoa. No, maybe I did.
Yeah, it's really good. It's these two guys, Joliet Jake and
two brothers who make
I can't remember Dan Aykroyd's name.
That's fucked
up.
Are you talking about Dumb and Dumber?
Yes.
Okay. That's a really good doc.
Dan Aykroyd eats plain white toast in that movie, and I tried to eat plain white toast after that.
It's nice. You could be like Dan Aykroyd.
It's bread.
Well, it is it's essentially
I'd rather just eat baguette with some olive oil.
You know what I've realized is in the gay straight pan, I tend to go last every time.
Okay, you can go first.
Because
you're usually the one who initiates it, where you're like, Matt, what's something
that is true.
Gay you did?
Wait, is that abrasive when I do that?
No.
I guess it's just, is it abrasive? No.
Is it abrasive?
No, it's just you being assertive about, that's what you did straight that week was initiating gay
straight
pan.
You know what? That is what I did straight, is I asserted and spoke over to two people of queerness.
You don't know what I've been through.
I don't.
Also, can I just say this? On the last episode, Cooper was going to make a joke where he was going to call me a faggot, and then he said, I can't believe I almost said that. And I was like, Cooper, you literally have sex with men. You're allowed to call me a faggot. And he was like, I don't think I've earned the right to call you a faggot.
I'm going to stay out of this.
Now,
I mean,
this...
I'm not a great barometer because I don't care if anyone calls me a faggot. But I will say, if you're having sex with men, I don't think people who also have sex with men would get mad at you for using the word faggot.
You know,
at that point, it's a term of endearment.
This sounds like a good listener poll.
You're... Can Cooper
the outcomes of the poll will not affect my use of the word.
You know what's going to happen is people are going to say, well, technically no one should use that word as it is derogatory.
Oh, don't come with that. Let's
but,
not.
But, Dan, don't you think that Cooper should be allowed to say faggot?
I think that a lot of people should be allowed to do a lot of things, and then some people should not be allowed to do some things.
What are you, Robert? What is
this? No, I mean... I don't know because I,
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know what the...
You want to be weird. He's had a boyfriend.
The way I look at it, though, is like...
you're a faggot.
I guess if we're talking about...
You're literally a faggot. That's what it comes down to.
Because if we're talking about...
You're a faggot, so you can say faggot.
A word can be used by a group of people where that word has been used to disenfranchise them, right? Like, that's the idea.
Yeah, that's the
right?
thing. It hasn't been used against...
No, not yet, but I'm saying as a whole, in the usage of that word, it would be.
Yes,
you know what
as
I mean?
A whole, if people who are unaccepting of gay sex learn that you had a boyfriend, you could definitely be called a faggot.
I never had a boyfriend.
I thought you dated that person. I don't know if you want me to name them.
No, I mean, we would...
You just dated.
We would hook up and
boyfriends.
I like them, and I think okay. I'd like a boyfriend.
Oh, what? And that's Pan for the week.
And that's Pan.
Like, boyfriend.
The thing that I did that was gay was telling my faggot friend that he could use the word
faggot. That is very good.
It's very gay.
And
the straight thing that Dan did was use it against somebody.
Yeah.
To hurt them.
Well, no, I didn't do that.
I don't think he did.
No. Obviously, he didn't. I love that you thought about it. We're like,
you had to consider.
I don't think Dan called someone a slur.
Please subscribe to the YouTube if you like this content or if you want to see Cooper's nipples.
This is actually a very essential episode for YouTube viewing because of the tall content and the cat content.
Yeah.
Nipple. I almost said Nipple is showing his Cooper right now.
Yep.
Nipple has two Coopers. He's exposing one. They're both sunburned and concaved.
We love you guys.
The visual experience is great.
Thank you for listening. Watch on YouTube. Bye-bye.
Bye.